All right, welcome back to Sports Central. Oh, man, this is a fun discussion. I'm looking forward to this. I'm going to ask you the question, who is the best Steelers quarterback of all time? And we're going to debate it a little bit. It might seem like an obvious answer to some. I'm not quite so sure that is the case. And then we'll take your phone calls on this coming up in a bit. Mike Oste from SteelersNow.com and Pittsburgh Sports Live joins us. He put this up at Steelers Now in a poll a little bit earlier today, asking about the best Steelers quarterback of all time. Mike, what's going on with you today, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I guess as well as I can be here for a Monday, but the snow's finally melting a little bit, so I'm doing well. And, yeah, that was a poll that definitely got the juices flowing to start off the week, because this is a rare day covering the Steelers that's not incredibly popping with news, but some did happen later on throughout the day here. And I'm actually surprised a little bit by the response, because it is overwhelmingly leaning in one direction, and I kind of the direction that I don't personally agree with.
Give us an idea. What's the voting like? I saw it an hour or two ago. What's the voting like right now between Terry Bradshaw and Ben Roethlisberger?
Okay. Well, I haven't actually checked the poll on the site in a while, but based on social media, so based on our Facebook, based on our Twitter, and the Facebook for Steelers Now just always explodes. So that has been overwhelmingly Terry Bradshaw.
Yep.
And I even try to take a gander on, because I figured this would also be separated by age, that, of course, anyone over 50 years old, certainly anyone 55 or 60, would lean towards Bradshaw, maybe even over 40 and under would say Ben. But it looks like the age range is still a lot of people who were in their 30s, in their 20s, in their early 40s that are still saying Bradshaw. I'm not so sure if maybe this was poor timing for this. Of course, the reason why I put this out there, based on some news recently, based on reading the tea leaves, I even said on your show a month or so ago, I thought Ben would definitely be back if he's willing to take a lot less. It now appears that probably is not the case, based on just my guess from hearing what Kevin Colbert and our Rooney the Second, even Tomlin had said. But now it almost appears that maybe they're going to ask him to take more than a pay cut that he was expecting, maybe even lowball him a little bit, and maybe he won't be back. That's what a lot of colleagues are kind of leaning towards. So now he might have played his last game as a Steeler, but I'm not so sure some fans of all ages aren't maybe a little bitter with how the year ended and
yeah,
a little upset with Ben, so they're not grading this fairly. I don't know. But right now it is overwhelmingly Bradshaw.
Okay. This is what's interesting, okay? And I think one word here is really the key when we're having these kinds of conversations.
Right.
Let me just preface it by saying the greatest quarterback of all time,
right,
is Tom Brady.
Sure.
Is he the best quarterback of all time?
Yeah, it's different. That is true.
Right, and that's to me where it's always such a fascinating discussion, because Tom Brady is not as good of a quarterback physically, skill set, as Aaron Rodgers, as probably John Elway. I mean, there might be a few more people in the mix, you know, even not so, maybe not as obvious ones. Dan Marino had a tremendous skill.
Manning, even argue Marino despite not winning.
But I don't see how there's any discussion. There's in terms of the greatest, because to me, and this is just my greatest, when you've won 7 Super Bowls and you've been to 10, that is overwhelming. So in your poll at SteelersNow.com, we're joined by Mike Oste. The question you have is, who's the greatest quarterback in Steelers history? Given that, do you think people perceive 4 Super Bowls and the fact that Ben's only got 2, that no matter how you slice it, if they're thinking about greatest, they're gonna lean toward Terry?
Yeah, and see, that's interesting. And I will say, it was early in the morning, so I didn't play that much into it. But, I mean, I actually agree with your thought process, because there is the thinking that, for example, some could argue Babe Ruth is the greatest baseball player of all time. But was he really the best? Then you could go to Willie Mays. You can go to Barry Bonds. Some could even go to Griffey if he would have stayed healthy. You could say Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time, but maybe LeBron James is better than him. Maybe if you and I were going to pick up a team in our backyard, I might want a more muscular player that could play every single position. Jordan couldn't play every single position, so maybe LeBron's the best. Maybe the whole debate recently, T.O. and Randy Moss going back and forth on their own show that I like to watch sometimes about that they feel they're better than Jerry Rice. You know what? Maybe they are. Maybe they were better than Jerry Rice, but he was the greatest because he accomplished a lot more. So I could see greatest being accomplishments, talented. I could see that. That could be the Wayne Gretzky-Lemieux compromise. Lemieux was better, but Gretzky accomplished a lot more, so clearly is the greatest. So if that's the case, I could see leaning toward Bradshaw. But here's the difference in some of those arguments for me to still provide some pushback. Because I would answer Big Ben as the best Steelers quarterback of all time, and I would be leaning towards him still as the greatest, even with that wording, because number one, yes, he did win two less rings, Corey, but he appeared in only one less Super Bowl. So it's not like he won the two and that's it. He did appear in three of them, so only one less. I could argue winning a championship in this era, in the era that Ben did it in, is harder because he had to do with tons of different players in terms of defense, receivers, a different key receiver every freaking time. Whereas Bradshaw could ride a dynasty that was known for defense. He did have arguably the best defense, or one of, in league history with him at that time. There wasn't a concern of free agency, et cetera, to lose a lot of that talent. He had the same coach all the way through during that success. Ben has had multiple. And Ben has had to do it during an era that is a passing era, that has had to deal with Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, even some of Brett Favre still, tons of Hall of Famers. Through that era, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, of course. Whereas Bradshaw had other Hall of Famers, of course, you know, Johnny Unitas, Fran Tarkenton in the 70s, Starbuck, but were they to the level of the ones that Ben had to deal with? Because on most top five, top all-time quarterbacks, Brady, Peyton come up a lot more than, say, the others who have now been superseded by those. And also, the numbers are just so astronomically different. And
let's let me stop you there real quick. Let me stop you there because this is the discussion. This is really the discussion. The numbers. And right. Mike was about to say it's
how
just
much does that play
it's so different. Terry Bradshaw, if he had the numbers today that he had back then, would have been cut many times. He wouldn't be on the field. He just would not be on the field. Now, this is very much an apples versus oranges, a different league, a different sport in terms of passing.
Your name is two.
Folks, Terry Bradshaw completed for his career 51.9% of his passes. 51. That person wouldn't be on an NFL roster today. He had 212 touchdown passes and 210 interceptions. 212 to 210. So again, to prove Mike's point, he had phenomenal defense. He had a phenomenal running game. He's surrounded by Hall of Famers. That, and I think that's where we have to take that into account when we're talking about greatest.
Yeah, that's why I still lead Ben. I mean, because greatness, of course, if we're just talking about who won the most rings, then there's no debate, Corey. Then it's Yogi Berra, it's Bill Russell. Like, why are we even talking about this? But the reason why there's a debate is because people can understand that some people are having the advantage of playing with three or four other Hall of Famers, whereas somebody else only has one or doesn't have any Hall of Fame teammates. So it's not really a fair apples-to-apples situation. It is apples-to-pineapples sometimes. And I think that's the case here. To be fair, I was just putting a poll up to try to engage the people and spark debate. It probably isn't fair to compare eras like that. But when you look at it, a Johnny Unitas number, his spread, Fran Tarkenton's spread, even Staubach, they're obviously not to the numbers of guys that play today, but I think you hit the nail on the head. You look at interception and touchdown ratio, because that's easier to translate than – it's not like I'm saying Terry Bradshaw should have thrown for 400 touchdown passes, so since he did not, he can't be in the conversation. I get they didn't throw as much back then, so you're not going to have that total. But – A quarterback to have a touchdown interception ratio like that is just really never good. And an argument could be made that even in that era, if he did not have such a great team to lead to those championships where they could win, even if he's making mistakes, that he still wouldn't have been there. And you could make an argument that if Johnny Unitas, who won a ring as a backup after losing as a starter, or Fran Tarkenton that appeared in four but didn't win a ring, if they were blessed with maybe as much talent around them, maybe they would have won. I mean, I'm not saying Bradshaw's not a Hall of Famer. He did it and accomplished what he accomplished in his era. But it's just when you have one guy that is head and shoulders above in stats, and I could see your greatest best thing if Bradshaw has four rings and Ben only had one, or never appeared in another Super Bowl after his early career championship, or only appeared in two. but he literally only appeared in one less in a much more difficult era. So, again, you put that Bradshaw spread, people think Cam Newton's not efficient enough and isn't accurate enough, which is true the last few years. But Bradshaw, Joe Namath, some of those numbers back then aren't even close to a level of even being in the league right now. So I lean towards Ben as both best and both greatest. And the funny thing is, which I think is the summary of this conversation, he's not nearly as appreciated legacy-wise, and he's not nearly as celebrated as Bradshaw. When you have a 25-year-old saying that Terry Bradshaw's better than Ben, when that 25-year-old grew up during the stats era and probably knows stats better than, say, someone who maybe was a fan 70 years ago because they're so more obsessed over now, and they're still saying Bradshaw, either they're trolling, they're not looking into it, they don't understand history, they just look at rings, or they're a little upset at the recent time frame. It's now been several years that Ben has clearly been diminished, has been hurt a lot. If he does come back, people maybe are going to argue that he's just trying to soak it in individually and he's hurting the team, because that has been argued that the progress of the franchise needs to move forward away from him, no matter what the money is. So I don't know if these answers are fair, but I think when you're so dominant in every category, and that goes to individual and ring, I lean towards you. Because the reason why, Corey, people could argue, even though Brady's the greatest of all time and everyone kind of agrees with that, the reason why there is an argument that he also could be the best, at least closer than some other greatest best debates, is because not only does he have all the championships and all the team success.
Yeah, he's got the stats.
You bring up Rodgers. Rodgers won 3 MVPs, so did Brady.
Yep.
You bring up Rodgers' completion percentage. Brady's number 2 to Rodgers 1, and it's only by a percentage and a half. Brady's also done it individually. He has the single-season touchdown record. His yards and career TDs are right there with Brees, Favre, Manning, and all those guys in the top 5. He might end up with his career as having all of those if he keeps playing. So he's one of those guys that has done it every way around. He's spicy. He doesn't look like that guy physically, but that's why you could lean that way for him both ways. And that's why I think I go Ben over Bradshaw, both best and greatest, because individually he looks to my eye as somebody who's more impactful to the game, physically can throw the ball better, has a cannon for a deep ball. I would be more scared of skimming against him than a Bradshaw-led team, no matter what era it is, unless you give Bradshaw the steel curtain defense and you give Ben the 2017 Steelers defense to let Blake Bortles go march up and down the field. If that's the case, then sure. But in terms of just drafting somebody or watching them, I think I would still go Ben. And yeah, it's not even close. That touchdown interception ratio is the problem for me. It's not the overall numbers.
Well, what's great about this, and we're on Sports Talk Radio, we're having fun. Mike is a host on Pittsburgh Sports Live along with Steelers Now. This is what we do. I get a kick out of Mike when people say, "You can't compare." Why are you comparing? You can't compare.
It is hard.
Well, why can't we? What the hell else do we got to do? I love comparing. I love comparing now versus Bill Russell. I love comparing Jordan versus Well, you can't do that. Well, says who? To hell with you. I'll compare anybody that I want. You this is what we do in sports radio. This is what we do in life. So I had this discussion after the Super Bowl. 7 Super Bowls and 10 appearances. It's ungodly. It's
we're not going to see it again.
It's otherworldly compared to everything. So I throw it out there on Facebook, greatest sports achievement of all time. I got people coming at me with Kale Sanderson going undefeated in college wrestling. That's phenomenal. Outside of wrestling, people don't know who Kale Sanderson is. I got people coming at me with Bill Russell. Fine. I don't even know what sport they were playing. You can call it basketball. It ain't. Right. You take the Lakers now. They beat that Celtics team by 50. All right. It ain't the same. So we can compare. We use what we know about then. We use what we know about now. And we try to come up with a set of criteria. But again, I always get a kick, Mike, out of people saying, "You can't compare this." I'm like, well, why can't we? What else do we got to do?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no rules. No one's going to throw me in jail for comparing this. You can compare it. I think I do agree that it's not maybe fair exactly, because the reason why we debate and the reason why sports talk is always going to debate this, and why people do it on social media every single day, and why LeBron and Jordan have been debated so many times that I will admit it's incredibly annoying to this point, is because we're never going to have a definitive answer. You know this, Corey, in the world, people don't like when we don't have definitive answers. We're never going to really know. There's no. We can have our opinions. We can compare it. You can say what you just said about Bill Russell and winning championships back then not being as impressive. I agree. Same thing I said about Ben. 3 appearances and 2 rings, I think, is certainly the equivalent, if not better, than winning 4 rings 30, 40 years ago in a non-free agency period. You look at even in baseball, Babe Ruth had 7 rings. Many of the athletes that we grew up with, Barnes, Griffey, they never won any championships. But your 7 rings are 7 playoff appearances. You walk right into the postseason, immediately you're in the World Series, and you play with 5 other Hall of Famers. I mean, come on now. That's not the same. It's a little different. And you know, it is. Or even Derek Jeter's rings now. You're playing on the Yankees with a $200 million payroll. It's a little easier than somebody trying to win one with the Pirates in 20 years.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, it's like comparison.
I know. Things are so different. It's not an even playing field. Certainly comparing eras are very, very hard. But it's really, really fun to do so. It certainly sparks debate. And I do think that we're just never going to know 100% for sure. So you're just going to try to give your own educated guess as much as you can. I just find it interesting that it just, I guess it's a little bit maybe an annoyance too.
Here's what we can do next time.
I've been, for a young fan especially, to have had so much success, and I get that it's not been, it's maybe it should have been more. There's been some underachieving in the last decade. Maybe they should move on from Ben. I even called for that on a recent show, actually. But to be clinging to the past so much when you've had success in your lifetime, I don't know if that is either. It just seems like there's a lot of unappreciation going on. Like, when you really look at it in totality, he's not Ben. He's not Brady. He's not Peyton Manning, you know. But he is still pretty good for the era, and I think it's very legitimate to say that. So it'll be interesting how the Steelers handle him. Hopefully there's not this dark period like existed with Bradshaw to have to not celebrate him for 30 years.
I love the discussion. I think it's so much fun. Here's what we can do next time. We can compare how Derek Jeter would have been with the Pirates.
Yeah, because it was absolutely – I can give you – if you really want to get now nerdy with it, Corey, I can get you the Derek Jeter. I know that one played second and one played shortstop, but I could get you a Hall of Fame comparison that Derek Jeter was basically Craig Biggio with championships. But I'll save that for another time.
Yeah, that's why. But you can't compare that. It's Apple. Well, hey, right. That's what we do. Mike Ossie from Steelers Now and Pittsburgh Sports Live. Great discussion, buddy. I appreciate your time, man. Thanks.
Absolutely. Anytime. Love this.
All right, great stuff. I love that kind of stuff.